Scripture exhorts us to be angry and do not sin. How is this possible, and what sort of things should we become angry about? And not only does the Scripture say, be angry and do not sin, it says, be slow to anger, for the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. And the Bible says, put away anger and malice. And it says Jesus, at one point when he was in the synagogue and they were bent out of shape because he was healing somebody on Sabbath, it says he looked around upon them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. Now, maybe that's a clue as to how to be angry and do not sin, because Jesus didn't sin. He never sinned. The Bible says clearly he was without sin in Hebrews 4, for example. He looked around at them with anger. That wasn't sin. Grieved. So it seems to me that perhaps if we're angry, what we should be angry at is sin. We shouldn't be angry at clutches that don't work in our car. Jonathan Edwards made a resolution never to get angry at an inanimate object, because ultimately it was angry against God, who's in control of inanimate objects, and they don't have any will to commit an immorality with which you should get angry. So we should get angry at sin, but that anger should be so mingled with heart sorrows for the people sinning. I assume the reason Jesus was grieved, he said, these are my people, these are Jewish kinsmen of mine who know their Old Testament and they don't know God, they don't know grace, they don't understand that I don't want sacrifice, I want mercy. They don't get their Bibles, they're on their way to hell, and they're complaining that I'm healing somebody, and it's breaking his heart and making him angry. So what I'm looking for when I get angry at somebody on the street or somebody am I also broken? Am I hurting? Am I longing for them? Do I want them saved? Do I want them changed? Can I be merciful toward them? And then I think the anger should not be cherished. Don't go to bed on your anger, the Bible says. Don't take it to bed at night. Do whatever you can to lay it down. And the way you lay it down is either, if the person is a Christian, you thank God that he died for that, and he takes that sin that they just committed. If the person is not a Christian, it says in Romans 12, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemy's hungry, give him something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. I lay down vengeance that way by saying, I don't need to be the judge here. God's going to take care of this. So every night before you go to bed, you either are putting your anger on the cross over there, or you're putting your anger in hell over there, and you're saying, I'm not going to bear this. I'm not going to become a bitter, ugly, angry person. I want people to be saved. I don't want them to see me as mean-spirited and vengeful.